The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Reds victorious in the Manchester Derby, 6-0 off at Croke Park, and lots more sports besides. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, the host of the Koi Gig podcast. That's a hard one to say. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about the Premier League, because it's actually getting quite interesting, even though we're just about the halfway stage.
It really is. I mean, the Manchester Derby at the weekend was a great game. 2-1, City went 1-0 up, and I think people probably thought that, oh no, is this where United are going to fumble? Bruno Fernandes' goal definitely shouldn't have stood because of the offside. I don't know what.
There's some new rule about the offside. Rashford got himself out of the way, so did not take the ball. Fernandes took the ball and scored.
But because he definitely interfered with play, it should have still counted as an offside. So a few United fans, I know, actually admitted that it wasn't a goal, but as glad they were to actually have it. So there was that. But yeah, 2-1 to them. Rashford got a goal as well, and he did his hands in his ears celebration once again because of all the hate he has got.
Arsenal and Tottenham, and Tottenham 2-2.
Yeah, once again, another poor performance from Tottenham. Arsenal have had the better of them twice now this season. They were just in control for the whole thing. I think the Spurs never really looked like they were
going
to get
into it.
They
came out in the second half, though, with a bit of bite to their play.
But it's a very classic Spurs thing to do this season. I think over the majority of their goals have been scored in the second half, and it's just they fall asleep for the first 45 minutes and then suddenly decide to perk up. One of the big things about that game, though, as well, was the fan that kicked Aaron Ramsdale after the game. So there's an investigation underway for that, and Spurs have said that they will do whatever they can to find the fan.
Arsenal streaking ahead, 8 points in it now. But Gary Neville, formerly of United, of course, and now a very respected pundit, says doesn't think Arsenal are going to win the Premier League.
Yeah, well, I feel like Gary Neville always has it out for Arsenal. I have been a doubter for most of this season, but I think getting results like that at the weekend and looking so in control, and with City floundering so much, I do actually think that that's the thing that gives them a bit of a better chance. I mean, 8 points, it is an easy lead to blow if you're a team like Arsenal, who maybe haven't had the experience of doing a run at the top for a long time. But they're in the best place possible to do it at the moment.
Mm. Now, if there was violence against the keeper at Spurs, there was violence in Croke Park, it would appear.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of this, but I'm reading 6 cent off.
Yeah, it was a very dramatic day in Croke Park. So Fossil won the All-Ireland 19 points to 113 over Stewartstown. But the main talking point is all the sendings off. There was a player sent off in the first half and then 5 in the second half. So it was quite dramatic. David Clifford was sent off along with his brother Paddy Clifford. Paddy gave quite an entertaining speech at the end where he said the refereeing team had a tough day. They made great decisions until they sent him off at the end. But yeah, it was quite a dirty match, and there was one particularly bad challenge on Paddy Clifford.
So it just wasn't a prickly referee.
It was
what the players were up to.
It was a dirty game of football. But a lot of it was led by Stewartstown. They were the ones that had the most people sent off. So.
Okay, looking to some success, the Irish rowers.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I know, rowers in Ireland, it's almost like we're very good at it. So an Irish rowing team has set a new world record for the fastest team of 5 to cross the Atlantic. They rowed from the Canary Islands to Antigua in 33 days, 12 hours and 39 minutes. The previous record was 35 days, 19 hours and 50 minutes. So they did break it by quite a significant amount. Derek McMullen, Tom Nolan, Shane Culleton, Garrod O'Brien and Jamie O'Brien were in the team. They were raising money for the Laura Lynn Foundation and the RNLI. So they've already raised over 47,000. Which is more than the 30,000 they were looking for, which is great.
Okay, now let's talk rugby, and Eddie Jones has a new job.
He sure does. This one came out of nowhere for a lot of people, because there was a lot of talk that Eddie Jones was going to join the US on quite a long-term deal, but instead Dave Rennie is out and Eddie Jones is back at Australia. He's also director of rugby for the women's team, which is quite an interesting role change for him, and with the way the World Cup pool is set up, Australia and England could meet each other in the quarterfinals. So that would be very interesting.
He's
been planning on how to win a World Cup for England for 4 years now, and instead he's going to be plotting against them just a few short months out.
Looking at the rugby in play, Leinster just trounced Gloucester 49-14. Munster 27-23. So they won at home in Thomond Park against Northampton. A tough game by all accounts. And then heartbreak for Ulster.
Yeah, the Ulster one was particularly tough for them to take. So it was nil all up until 63 minutes and they got a penalty. And then La Rochelle just managed to crash over the line.
It was the last move of the game. We were in extra time.
Dying seconds. Between that and the Munster game, like two brilliant games of rugby at the weekend. Munster did so well to hold on. I think after they were 24-0 up at halftime and then they had a player sent off and like Northampton went at them with everything they had and they managed to hold on. So happy for Munster. Sadness for Ulster once again.
Now, sport is, you know, 7 days a week, 365 days a year almost. But it's also overnight when you've got something going on in Australia.
Yeah, we have the Australian Open on at the moment. So most of the matches kick off around midnight Irish time and go on to around about now. So we had Nadal winning overnight. Emma Raducanu also won. She set up a tie with Coco Gauff in the next round, which will be a lot of interest for people. Kyrgios had to pull out of the tournament because of bad leg. I think his knee was injured, which is big for him because obviously it's his home tournament. And then there was some talk this morning that Djokovic was in trouble, but he has appeared on court in the last 20 minutes for a warm up. So hopefully that is okay because he does provide a lot of entertainment in these.
Trump got to the finishing line ahead of Mark Williams to land the Masters in snooker, but finally a little romance.
Yeah, this is lovely. So we have the women's interpros on at the moment and Munster players Clodagh O'Halloran and Chloe Pearce got engaged after their game at the weekend. Clodagh rang up Munster head coach Niamh Briggs, who's a former Ireland international, and said if they won that she was going to propose to her partner and teammate Chloe because they met while playing for Munster together and she said that was an important element of their relationship. So some great photos of that doing the rounds on social media.
Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.